All right, folks, this is Dan Hishy. Who is that you listen to? Moaning. Charlie Mingus. Charles Mingus. Born on this day in 1922. That's one of his most famous sounds. Died in 1979. He was just an amazing human, amazing jazz performer. He's just one of our greatest ever. Brilliant. Genius. So we start our day off with this day in history, April the 22nd, listening to him. And before we jump into this Happy Earth Day and what that means, let me also say that over the weekend, we lost one of a truly great Americans, Reuben Hurricane Carter. He was a guest in the show. I want to say we got to go to the archives that are being stashed now at UMBC where they are digitizing them, so we don't have the access to we want to have. But Reuben Hurricane Carter was on the show at least 15 years ago. Maybe it was 12 years ago. I can't remember the exact date. But he was a man who was one of the great fighters of all time, boxers of all time. Who had, he's a guy who ran off when he was in juvenile prison. He fled juvenile prison, joined the army, came back, served brilliantly, all these commendations, was the European champion in boxing when he started boxing the army. They put him back in jail for what he did when he was 16 years old. He came out, he had a number of problems, but became one of the great boxers of all time, and then was falsely accused. The police hated him, falsely accused of a murder he did not commit. Sent to prison, got out of prison. And he wrote a book about his life and work, and he joined us on the air. And he helped work out of Toronto, because he left America, Project Innocence, which is fighting for the rights of men and women in prison who have been falsely accused and imprisoned, or imprisoned too long for the crimes that they committed. And he was just a very loving, powerful man. And we lost him over this past weekend. As soon as we can get to our archives, whether it's a week now or whatever that is, we're going to bring you that conversation we had with Reuben Hurricane Carter, who is one of the giants. And I did not know him that well. We only met that one time in my studio, but I was just so impressed by the human being who sat across the mic from me that day. This is also Earth Day. Earth Day. 1970 it began. This was the beginning of the great consciousness about our planet Earth, that everything we do out here affects the Earth that we live on, and all these disasters around us are the Earth talking back to us in many ways. But in this day in 1970, there was a U.S. senator named Gaylord Nelson, and he was one of the people behind Earth Day, actually led demonstrations on this day in 1970. 20 million American citizens came out to the streets in 1970 on this day to say that we have to have a more sustainable environment, that we have to have a healthy environment, that we have to stop polluting it and destroying the Earth. And on this day started Earth Day, and the environmental movement really began in full swing on this day in the modern era in 1970. Again, let me talk a bit of history here real fast, that this Earth Day that we're celebrating today, the activists came out of the anti-war movement, but they came out before that out of the civil rights movement. All the movements born in the 1960s were born of the fight to end segregation and led to the fight to save our Mother Earth here. So this is this Earth Day, 1970, we're celebrating today. On this day, very quickly we'll go through this when we get to our conversation here about the state legislature. On this day, this is also called, by the way, internationally, they call this International Mother Earth Day. So on this day, in 1864, you see, "In God We Trust" on your coins. This was the first day that ever happened in 1864 by an edict of Congress called the Coinage Act of 1864. And this is a very sad day in 1877 with the beginning of the end of a Crazy Horse's war against the Americans, where two of his great leaders, Two Moons and Hump, and several hundred of the other Indians surrendered, and he surrendered shortly after that. On this day in 1889, the Oklahoma land rush began. 50,000 people lined up to take land. Now, don't forget, this was land, A, that belonged to Native Americans before they got there, and B, this was land they gave to Native Americans when they pushed the Cherokee, Choctaw, and Seminole west to Oklahoma. They said, well, we want some of the land back that we gave to you a little while ago. We're opening up to settlers, and this happened on this day in 1889. This was the day in 1915 that poison gas was first used in war by the Germans during World War I. This was the day in 1954 that began the McCarthy hearings, going after people he alleged were communists in the government, trying to destroy many lives, among those people like Paul Robeson and others. On this day, let's see, how should we end this today? I know how should we end it. Who was born on this day? Born on this day was Vladimir Lenin, who led the Russian Revolution. Born on this day in 1870. He was born on this day in 1870. And we also, oh, great Baltimorean, John Waters. Happy birthday, John Waters. Turned 68 years old today here in Baltimore. And this was the day in 1994 that Richard Nixon, former President of the United States of America, passed away. And 2004, Pat Tillman was killed in the war in Afghanistan, American football player and soldier. His parents then used that as a way to protest the war because Pat Tillman ended up becoming against the war as he served in our special forces in Afghanistan. Much more to talk about, but that's this day in history, April the 22nd. You can go to steinershow.org and pick up on the rest of this day in history that we have there for you. We'll be right back with a look at this session of the state legislature.